from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Caudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. Okay, one of my favorite things about summer, but I should say all year long, is reading, but in particular in the summer, because there seems to be just so much to choose from. However, that can lead to a dilemma. What in the world do we read? It can be super overwhelming. Well, don't worry about it. Here to help us figure that out is New York Times bestselling author Ashley Poston. Ashley, it's really good to have you back on the program.
It's so nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Okay, so first off, before we get into your summer picks, can we just go back to last summer for a minute and briefly talk about your book, The Dead Romantics?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Because I adored this book. I told my sister to read it. Like, I've told other people to read it. I just loved it so much. And so for people who aren't familiar with us, kind of give us a brief synopsis of this book, because you got all kinds of buzz around this book.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, I haven't had to pitch this book in so long. Okay. So The Dead Romantics is about a very successful ghostwriter for a romance novelist who has to return home to her family's funeral home to bury her late father, only to find herself haunted by a very hot and very dead guy who just
exactly.
happens to be her editor.
It's so good. And it was so fun to read and so endearing. But as I mentioned in the introduction to our chat, I love summer reading. I mean, so what is it, do you think, about summer reading that draws so many people in?
I think it's actually just like, we think we have more time than we actually do. It's that, like, you know, summer break mentality from school days, right? It's like, you're off for the summer. So you have to do everything and you have to read everything. And you think that books will go faster. And so you want to read everything, but then by the end of the summer, you still have this stack of books just a mile long on your nightstand. And you're like, oh, I thought it was still June, but it turns out it's September now.
Okay, I am so in that spot right now. Like, that is literally, I'm so in that spot right now. All right, so you have some favorite picks, and let's talk about this. So if let's say you want like a lighter read, what's one of your favorites?
Ooh, if you want a lighter read, one of my favorites is actually That Summer Feeling by Bridget Morrissey. It is the sapphic adult summer camp rom-com of your dreams. I don't know about you, but I am not a woodsy girly. So I don't like going camping and I don't go hiking. The one time I went camping, I got chased by a baby bear. So what? I'm good. But this book is so light and so joyful. It makes me want to find a really, really, really hot woman and just kiss her in the woods.
I love that. Okay.
It is so good. I cannot recommend it enough.
And then, and I love the idea of this book that it's sleepaway camp for adults, because, you know, I think so much of that is lost on kids in a lot of ways, and parents and adults are just slogging away all summer. And it really would be nice to have that kind of, you know, just option to go to sleepaway camp.
It would be so nice. I never went to camp as a kid. I went to marching band camp, but it's not the same. it's very different. We were across from an onion field, so it was a very interesting experience. Yeah, a tad different. So I love like the romanticization of this like sleepaway summer camp for adults. And it's just like the setting, the romance, all of it is just chef's kiss perfect.
Okay. And so you have some other recommendations. So let's go through your list. There's another new book out called Business to Pleasure, and this is by Rachel Lynn Solomon. So tell us about this.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So Rachel Lynn Solomon is one of my auto buys at this point. She can do no wrong. I've loved her work ever since her YA books, but Business or Pleasure might be my favorite of hers. It is about a ghostwriter and an actor from a certain werewolf TV series that fall in love when she is asked to ghostwrite his memoir. And I was a Teen Wolf fan back in the day, so this, pardon the pun, scratches that itch perfectly.
Okay, that's funny. All right, another book, The Neighbor Favor. This is by Christina Forrest.
Yes, oh my gosh. Okay, so if you loved You've Got Mail, then this is the book for you. It is You've Got Mail, but make it super steamy. It is about a woman who wants to be a children's book editor, and she is pen pals with her favorite fantasy author. But one day he just ghosts her cold turkey. And then she starts to get to know her really hot new neighbor. And it seems like he knows a little more about her than maybe he previously let on. And I wonder why.
I wonder why. Yeah. Okay, the next one by India Holton, The Secret Service of Tea and Treason.
The book is just as lovely and bizarre as the title. This is India Holton's third book in the series of Daring Damsels. You love The Princess Bride or any sort of like quirky historical fantasy, this is for you. Her entire series is fantastic, but this one is about two rival spies who fall in love between pirates, witches, and a fake marriage. So it's just, it's snarky, it's steamy, it's just everything that you want in kind of a cozy adventure romp, and it's super romantic.
Okay, and your final pick, Mrs. Nash's Ashes.
By Sarah Adler, and I am obsessed. I read this back last year for Blurbs, and it has taken up permanent residency in my head. It is so funny and so cathartic. It is about, it's basically Grumpy meets Sunshine, and put them in a car on a road trip from Washington, D.C. to Key West, Florida. And there's shenanigans. There is one of the best fictional little town festivals I've read in my entire life. I'm not going to spoil like what the festival is, but it's so good. I think I laughed and cried almost in equal measure because it's just, Sarah Adler is so funny. And some of the like points are so poignant. It's just, I can't say enough good things about this book. And also there's a pigeon. Okay. Who doesn't love the rats of the sky?
Oh, well, I mean, it's worth picking up the book right for that, you know?
Exactly.
Okay. Before we, before I let you go, as I mentioned, I mean, you had this amazing book last summer called The Dead Romantics. I mean, this was on the Good Morning America book club. You know, it just went on and on. You have a new book out this summer, and it's on my list. It's literally sitting on my bedstand right now. It's called The 7-Year Slip. So tell us about this new book.
Okay. Well, The 7-Year Slip is about an overworked book publicist who inherits her late aunt's Upper East Side apartment. And when she does, she finds herself falling for her unexpected roommate, who just so happens to be a man who lives quite literally 7 years in the past.
What? Oh my goodness. Okay, where do you get these ideas for these books?
Well, for this one, I wanted to write a story about how love grows and changes as you grow and change, because you aren't the same person that you were 7 years ago, and you won't be the same person you are now as you will be in 7 years. So I wanted to write a story about how like love and relationships grow and change throughout our life. And what better way to do it than a magical apartment that's a liminal space that just bends time together like a book.
So it really is kind of time travel in a way.
Yeah, it is kind of time travel a little bit, but only in one place. So you don't have to worry about confusing timelines.
Okay, good. I mean, honestly, I love this idea, but also what you said about like how relationships grow and change, in particular, you know, romantic relationships. I mean, I think we always want to know when we see a couple who's been married for like 40, 50 years, like, what is it, right? How do you do that? And, you know, and I wonder sometimes, well, is it because they know you're going to change and grow and you kind of accept that about the other person?
Yeah, I think that love is like not stagnant. It changes like when we change. So I think a happy, successful relationship in any sense, whether it's a best friendship or a romantic partnership, I think the most important part is that you go into the relationship with like a love that you know is going to change, and you change with it. It's not holding on to something that's stagnant, but it's appreciating and rejoicing the changes that come.
What was it like writing this latest book for you?
It was a little difficult, but because I am not good with timelines. I can go ahead and say that I am. That is not my forte. I have a great editor who flagged all the little inconsistencies, but luckily the time travel was one small location, so I didn't have to worry about that too much. But it was really cathartic in a lot of ways, and I really love Clementine and the love interest Ewan, and I loved exploring their relationship throughout the years.
Well, I have to tell you, I honestly cannot wait to read it. And when I say it's next on my list, it really is. Like I'm doing exactly what you mentioned in the very beginning. I thought I could get through a lot of books this summer, and I'm making a dent, but then I just keep adding to the pile. So hopefully in the next couple of days, I will be reading The 7-Year Slip. I am so looking forward to it.
Well, I really hope you enjoy it, and I hope it makes you just a little bit hungry.
I'm sure it will. Ashley, as always. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say there are so many different descriptions of food. I was starving the entire time I was writing it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's good to know. I'll make sure like I have a snack with me whenever I'm reading this book. As always, it's just such a pleasure to talk with you, and I hope you have a really great rest of your summer, and I hope you can get into that book list as well.
Here's to hoping.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.